Once was a land of woe and strife, where the people were bereft of hope. They prayed to their gods of might and light to deliver the heroes of old. Instead they got heroes, did you hear the quotes in my voice, of moral ambiguity. They may help or may not help you at all, depends on what's in it for them. They kick and they punch and they maul and they smash, they lie and they scheme and they burn and they slash. Succeed or fail, it adds to the tale. Dungeons and Debacle starts now.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Dungeons and Debacles podcast. I am your host and Dungeon Master, Kevin. Going around the table, Oliver, tell me about your character.
Alright, my name is Oliver. I like D&D, and I don't like the name of the show. Well, also, my character's name is Vito. I'm shitty at names. He is a beastfolk barbarian, and I plan on hitting stuff really, really hard. Really hard.
And you're a barbarian. Okay, cool. And John.
All right. Hi, I'm John. I am running Tivit. He is a half-elven rogue dedicated to law.
That's ironic.
Yep. It's like a Mr. Bubbles t-shirt. That's how ironic it is. All right. And Shane.
Figures about my time. Good afternoon. My name is Shane. I am running Alexander, the human bard. Coming in at 5'11", 205 pounds, ready to play his instruments for no good reason.
That's a featherweight, right?
Say again? I don't think so. 205's like, I'm not too familiar. No comment.
And Caleb.
Aminati is a warlock, half-elf, and he's kind of a dick. And I hope to live up to that.
It's hot.
Totally hot.
I'm happy to be here to come to that realization. And the
Okay, so a little world building here. You find yourselves in the town of Kala, which in every sense of the word is a border town. It not only is bordering two of the most powerful nations, it is also bordering continents. It's considered a free port. It's not necessarily like skanky, but it's kind of, if you're in Kala, you are kind of running away from something or running to something. There is law here. There is a militia. There is a mayor that runs the town, but they have no sort of goals outside of just maintaining, you know, what they have, keeping law and order. But that being said, there are some criminal elements in this town, via thieves' guilds and black markets. A lot of shipping traffic comes into the town, because there's not necessarily the higher tariffs that they're going to see in the other nations. But once they cross those borders, you're going to have to go through customs and, you know, pay the tariffs going into those towns. So where you find yourselves is in a tavern in the town, and there is it's not the worst thing, but it's not the best thing. It's wooden tables. They keep the floors clean, and it is ran by Mistress Monroe, who is behind the bar this night. And currently there are the four of you in the bar, and a half-orc and a half-elf who appear to be deep in their cups for the night.
Are they, like, sitting together?
No, they're actually sitting at two different tables.
Okay.
Interesting.
We're just entering?
You're actually in the tavern.
Neat.
Oh, we're just sitting around?
Mm-hmm.
Chilling.
Are we all together? Like, already put together?
No.
Are we,
you don't know each other.
Cool.
We don't know each other?
No.
We'll go up to the bar or buy a cheap beer and expensive whiskey.
Okay. So is that anything else that you'll have tonight? Just the beer and whiskey? Any rooms or food?
That's all for now, thanks. Is anything interesting happening in town tonight?
Oh,
any good shows?
Always something interesting going on. We've even heard that we're going to have a bard later tonight.
I'll be sure to leave before that happens.
Oh, you don't like music or tales?
Only if I'm part of the group.
And I think that's going to be when Shane walks in.
Oh, that's me?
That's me.
So I assume I'm performing here?
Yes.
Okay, I walk up to the bartender and say that I'm here for my my scheduled time to perform.
Oh, great. Well, you can get started anytime that you wish.
Okay. My character, Alexander, walks up to... is there like a little stadium in the front? Well, not really stadium, but like a platform? Stadium. Or is it just like a...
Well, it seems like the place where everybody would gather would be toward the hearth.
Okay.
It is a rainy night.
Okay, I go and head over there, grab a seat by the hearth, and start playing on my my lute.
My character is immediately drawn to this. He's very interested in music.
Tivit grabs a seat where he can see the door and the kitchen.
Priorities are set straight.
So, what song are you playing?
Oh shit!
Dust in the Wind.
I'm just playing a collection of chords.
There we go.
I'm just playing a collection of chords that sound something that would fit the scenario. Something like a bass kind of chord.
The mistress says, "Play something more lively."
Everybody's journey.
Sure, I proceed to. Alexander proceeds to start playing a little bit more. He changes the chord dramatically to the point where, like, it fits what the person's asking for.
Okay, give me a performance check.
Oh, sure.
Performance check.
Nice. 14 in performance. So you're doing pretty well. The room, you get their attention. They're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty nice. Yeah. That's cool.
That's cool.
So a few minutes go by, and everybody give me a perception check.
Okay.
I forgot to take it off Whisper. Sorry about that.
I got a 9. Let me check. What's my bonus?
You got my perception, right?
Yeah. Caleb, what you got?
Okay, so mine's a 12.
17.
Well, I just rolled the big skills check, but I can do it another way if you want.
If you got an 8 on perception if we're going by the first one.
Yeah, my first run would be an 8.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a 17.
So did I.
I got a 12.
8. Okay, so Shane and John, you notice a commotion going on outside the building. And a few seconds later, an arrow or a bolt comes flying in through a window and lodges itself in the wall.
I immediately stop playing.
And Tivit darts over to the window to peer out the corner to see what he can see.
Okay. My character beats his fist on the table and says, "Continue playing, this is about to be a bar fight!"
I ignore him and start walking over to the arrow to see what if it has anything on it.
Okay, so about 30 seconds later, you see this dwarf come pounding, like bursting through the door. And he's dressed in all chainmail, and he's carrying this great axe. And he looks around the room and says, You assholes, you look like you could fight. You're all deputized. Come with me.
It's good enough for me. I follow along.
I like the smell of blood. Let's go.
Do I recognize anything about this dwarf?
You've seen armor or anything before. Like that? His name is Sergeant Stonefist.
And but we do not know that yet, do we?
I asked the bartender who this dwarf is.
You better hurry up before you get your ass arrested.
What do you mean? It's what? Been like 5 seconds.
You don't exactly. know Stonefist? He's the law in this area.
And he wants to deputize me? I just got here.
Oh, I don't know what he wants.
I'll trail along behind.
I'll go along with him.
Same.
Okay, so you're all walking out the door?
Yes.
Wait, before I walk out the door, I call over to the bartender and ask if I still get my my payment if I leave right now.
You didn't play the whole night.
Do I at least get partial pay?
You only played one song.
It was like 30 minutes.
Can I try 30 minutes?
To see if I can get him to pay him.
What's I haven't that? Paid for my whiskey or beer yet, so I'm out the door.
Peace. Put it on the tab.
Well, y'all come back here.
I'll talk with the sergeant afterwards. The deputy.
Well, never mind. I probably shouldn't try an intimidation check. My intimidation.
Why would you?
Fun.
I mean, I could. I'll just come talk to him later. Okay, now's not the time. Something happening outside.
Okay. Let's go, boy.
So everybody's walking out the door.
Yep.
Right.
Okay, so. You walk out the door, and all right, so what you're walking into is you come out of the trade winds, and you're following Sergeant Stonefist, and he is running toward the east. What you see up ahead of you is a couple of town guards and a whole gaggle of kobolds. So everybody roll initiative.
Nice.
I believe.
Nice.
All right, so everybody's... initiatives are in.
Mm-hmm. Except you have a kobold who rolled a zero somehow.
That's awesome. He's got negative one.
Why is everyone
one?
Rolled so high?
What do you mean?
So it looks like kobold one will be going first.
Nice. Bring it on. Just don't crit me, please. Don't kill me. I'm very fragile right now.
Definitely crit him.
All right, so Kobold 1 will be attacking the town guard. And he is attacking with a melee weapon. And roll down to the bottom. And that is an attack of 9, which will miss. So next, Sergeant Stonefist.
It sounds like a sex toy.
Doesn't it a little bit? So he's going to be moving up to the fight. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And he is going to stop right there. That will be his turn. Next will be the next kobold, who is going to move up 2 spaces and attack Sergeant Stonefist. That is a 13, which will miss. Next will be the next kobold, who will attack this town guard. And rolling attack. And 24, that will hit for 6 damage.
Nice.
There. All right, so next in the order is Alexander.
That is I will move 6 places. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now you can move through allies.
I can move through allies?
Mm-hmm. You can.
2, 3, 5. I move 5 spaces over here and shoot a my crossbow at the guy that attacked Sergeant Hammer.
Okay.
You mean Stone Fist.
Stone Fist.
Yeah. Stone Fist. Let's use my thing. Crossbow, this is for hit.
And let's see, that is 6 plus 10, that is a 10, and that will miss.
That misses? Okay. Well, that's me.
Alright. Next, town guard number 1.
We got 2 of those.
Attack kobold. And That is an 11, which will miss. Next is another town guard who will attack this kobold.
I like you're saying this kobold as if we know which one.
Yeah. Well, if you put the mouse over it, it'll show a yellow box over the character in question.
Let me draw a shape. This one right here.
There you go.
Cool.
And clear that off real quick. Clear and attack. And that is an 8, which will miss. Amonity, your turn.
Manatee.
Do these all look basically the same, geared the same?
Yeah, they're all carrying daggers.
Okay, then I will cast Eldritch Blast at this fellow right here, if you can see that.
Okay. And that is a... That is a 20 that will hit for 2 points of damage.
Yeah.
Wait. I don't know. I can't remember how many. Why do you have two rolls for damage?
Because I was doing it advantage disadvantage, and I assume that he'll take the first roll out of the set if it doesn't matter.
Yes.
I didn't know advantage disadvantage applied to attack rolls too. I thought it was just.
I didn't either.
Damage rolls. I thought it just applied to attack rolls.
All right. I was just making up macros.
Okay.
So, to the next kobold, he is going to move up here and make an attack on this town guard that is right here. And let's see. Let's go on this. Attack, and that is a 14, which will miss. Alright, so next, Vito.
Oliver.
Vito?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to someone. I'm gonna move... 1, 2, 3, 4 spaces and throw a hand axe at that first kobold that's closest to me. That's okay. Straight ahead of me. So let me pull this thing.
This one right here?
Yes. Boop, 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 boop. I'm pretty sure that it hit, even with bonus.
No.
Ah.
Anything else you got? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I have.
Alright. So, next couple.
My hope was that it would hit, and it did. So.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll move right here and attack this town guard. And attack, and that's a 9 that will miss.
Man, these rolls are muy bueno.
The next kobold, 1, 2, 3, 4, will move right there, and he can't do anything else. Tivit, you're up.
All right. So let's see. You got plenty of moves. So 1, 2, 3, 4. This looks like he's standing on sand here.
That looks like there's a wall between that, so you would have to walk down the dock to get there. That would be difficult terrain, if not.
Okay. So I'll just stop right here and fire at the town, at the kobold that just started flanking the town guard there.
Okay.
So, short bullet, see if this works.
22, that will hit for 6 damage, and that kills that...
Oh, wait, sneak attack. I forgot. Dang.
It doesn't matter. You killed it.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So, that is off the board. Anything else you got?
Nope. I'll just stop there.
Okay. Next kobold attacking Stonefist. And attack, and that is a 21, which will hit Stonefist.
Ooh.
For all of 3 damage. That ends that turn.
Big money, no whammies.
Exactly.
So the next kobold will be attacking a town guard. And rolled a hit, and that is a 9, which misses. Next kobold will be moving up to here and attacking a town guard. And 22, which will hit for 5 damage. Alright. And next, Sergeant Stonefist. He's had about enough of this shit out of these dirty little lizard monsters. Dragon wannabes.
Damn straight.
And he will take his axe, great axe over his head, and swing down and try to cleave this thing in two.
It's got great cleavage.
And that is an 8 and completely misses.
Ooh.
He's like, ah, you little...
you little...
And then he turns his head around and looks at everybody else. Kind of embarrassment to see who saw that.
I raised my hand.
So, next kobold will move here, up, and try to attack Vito.
Come at me, Scribbler and Rips.
Opportunity from...
Is that a thing?
Oh, he does take an opportunity attack from Sergeant Stonefist. Let me roll that real quick. And, oh, he hits for 7 damage, which will take him down.
So he tries to run over to me, but he gets decked on.
Yeah. So he sees this little kobold scurrying over past his, like, to his left. He's like, where are you going? And takes his axe and pulls it out of the ground and just spins it around and chops the head off this kobold. So, next, Alexander.
Yeah, if I'm going to try and shoot a thing at this guy.
All
right. To hit. Another 6. I miss.
And that's a miss.
Next guy.
Swing and a miss.
Town guard is going to attack this kobold right here. And let's come here and attack. 15, which will hit for 4 damage and not quite kill the kobold. Next, town guard will attack the kobold in front of him and attack, and that is a 14, which will hit for 5 damage and kill the kobold. Next, Amanity.
Since we're going to be working with a little bit more range, I'm going to go ahead and attempt to shoot the fella in the back here with my Eldritch Blast.
What's your range on that?
120.
Oh, yep, that'll do it. For 20, which will hit 6 damage, and you just demolish this kobold with your Eldritch Blast. Just this force blast comes out of your hands and streaks across the battlefield. And just, bam, it's gone.
Like a shotgun in the movies.
Then I gain 3 HP temporary.
Okay. Add that to your box.
The blue box. Right?
Oh, mm-hmm. I confused that kobold with 15 initiative for me, and then I got excited, and then I realized it wasn't me.
So
I was
next.
Like, oh, wait, I was like, I'm going to go now, and then I was like, nope.
Kobold is up and going to move within this town guard's threat area and flank him.
And does he incite an opportunity attack going to the flank?
He doesn't because he's in his threat. He doesn't leave his threat range.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he will attack, and that is 5. And even with, let's roll that one more time since he's got advantage. It's a 19, which will hit for 5 damage and not quite kill the town guard. All right.
We are taking a beating.
And Vito, you're up.
All right. Is that a crate in front of me, by the way?
That is a tent, like, slash vendor stand.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about climbing up it on if it was a crate and then jumping on them.
That would be intense. Difficult terrain. I'm not going to do but that. But I think now. You've got enough movement for that.
I'm gonna move 2 squares up towards him. Just straight ahead. Can I get away with that?
Yep.
All right. Then I'm gonna try and smash him with my warhammer.
That sounds reasonable.
I don't know. It sounds kind of crazy to me.
Hit him with a hammer.
Ooh. Right in the head. What would the bonus for my probably strength, right? So strength that is a 21.
Yeah, you hit.
Actually,
yeah.
No, roll for damage. 24.
Roll right. for damage.
1d8.
Actually, that you hit him. He's only got 1 hit point left, so you probably
7.
Yeah, he's dead.
I yell, is that it? Are we done? Goes,
maybe pick him up, shake him a little bit.
My wife and children!
What?
The kobold screams, my wife and children!
Where do they live? I won't kill them, I swear. I don't need you breeding. You're already a problem.
All right, so Tivit is going to take care of this guy. Over here.
Yep.
Who made the booster? Attack him at any rate. With his short bow. With sneak attack. He rolled an 8 for attack.
And that misses. Anything else you got?
No, I'll just stay there.
Okay. So, next kobold. Doesn't like that you did that. So he is going to move up toward you and take 2 opportunity attacks from Town Guard number 1 and Alexander.
Wow.
So Town Guard number 1 is going to attack and for 20 for 6 and kills that kobold.
Well, that was easy.
Sergeant Stonefist is going to attack the kobold in front of him. And that is a 12, which will hit for 4 damage and almost take the kobold down. All right. So, all this is going on, and then you hear this squeak, 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 squeak.
Can I try and identify that?
Coming from the north from you. Yeah, you can roll a perception check.
What would the bonus be?
A 6. That's not going to help.
I doubt it. +3.
No.
Where's the squeak, 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 squeak coming from?
From the
I have
north.
No idea. You can guarantee that.
Okay, so all of us heard it. Was it a super loud sound?
Everybody roll perception checks.
Sweet.
Rolling a lot of 20s.
That was an 18.
So
that's
Amanity,
a 21 altogether. So I got a 21.
Amanity, Vito, and Alexander noticed that there's some sort of noise coming from the north. And right about that time that you hear that, you see some more kobolds coming down.
That's what I've been saying this whole time.
And who made the blue circle on the map?
Who do you think?
Not me.
I don't know. Someone needs to delete it, though. It's annoying.
DM is blue.
Oh.
Don't yell at the DM. He'll kill your girlfriend.
Yeah, that happens. That's the thing.
DM's camera's pointed at the ceiling anyway.
I wouldn't trust. The DM's a nerd.
Hey.
I'll
give you negative.
I mean, are you saying you're not? In the middle of this Dungeons & Dragons campaign, you're going to tell me that you're not a nerd. Okay?
Exactly.
Ben Diesel plays D&D. It's no longer just for nerds.
I love
and that
Ben
guy
D&D.
Has some abs and pecs for days.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that.
Ass.
I love our DM's like, man, Vince D. I can't say his name.
Tell us about Triple this X. Guy again. One more time, please, Oliver.
Triple X.
No.
He has
well,
a
your
name
description is Triple X. Yeah.
The hash brain slasher.
I don't know. Triple X. The latest trailer. He's skiing down a dry hill through trees, and not just like around trees. I'm saying like around through the treetops. And so I was a little skeptical.
Like some Russian Tiger, Hidden Dragon stuff, right?
Gotta be honest. The new Power Ranger movie looks better than Triple X.
Gotta be honest. I'm not going to see that.
It's like not, the new Matt Damon movie. It's like I want to like that. I like all the elements, but it just looks so fucking stupid.
It does. Have you guys seen the new Voltron, by the way?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So good. Excellent. Oh, Netflix, you know what you're doing. So pleasant. It's such a nice change of pace.
All right, where were we?
I don't know. We just saw the Cobalt coming. We were on it.
So Alexander, your name.
And Tivit didn't notice.
Yeah. Alexander, your name. Yes,
no clue. What do you mean Alexander didn't notice? I got a 21.
I didn't the say first you didn't one, notice. You I said you're next.
What do you mean? My perception check?
Yeah. No, you're next in the turn order.
Wait.
But you don't know what's coming around the corner, though.
I'll try for the third time to shoot an arrow at this kobold in front of Sergeant Hammerfist.
You've proved it's yourself to be fixed. Very valuable and good at that.
I feel like I hit him.
Nah, Sergeant turns around and looks at you and he says, "It's Stone Fist."
I am a dwarf.
So I hit him right.
Dwarf 23, that hits. Roll for damage.
3.
And that kills it.
Wow. Got him.
Pansies. These things are limp.
What do you mean? They're like little like humanoid figures.
It's hilarious.
They're like 3 feet tall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're tiny.
Actually, if you cross like a dragon and a dog, it would be a kobold.
They're like waist high, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start picking them up then and see if I could like tear them in half.
They're filthy little animals that eat garbage.
I lived in garbage, so it'll be fine.
That does not surprise me.
It shouldn't.
Oh, you're talking about... Okay, never mind. Character.
Oh, man, that's mean. What the fuck?
Savage. All right. So, next kobold is going to be attacking town guard and rolls, and that is 11, which will miss. And next will be the other town guard, who is going to move up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and attack this kobold. And that is a 19, which will hit for 3 damage.
Swish.
Swishy swish. Wham! Bam! Amanity, it's your turn.
Well, I can't. Yeah, I can't shoot around the corner, so I'll have to move forward. Actually,
that is a thing. Yeah.
And, I'm feeling a little tired, but I'm gonna persevere and shoot the first one of the new batch that just came around the corner here with an Eldritch Blast.
Eldritch Blast seems kind of good. Like, what's the cost for it?
It is a cantrip.
It's an at-will.
Damn.
I mean, I know, I get it's a cantrip, but like, what?
It's an at-will. It's his basic attack.
Okay, you're...
It would be like a basic melee for you, and it's probably...
Okay, so he just doesn't have a cost. It's just free?
Correct.
OP.
Well, he had to sell his soul, but...
Yeah, I mean, other than selling your soul to a demon.
What are the context of the game? I feel like it's pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, especially when it gets high levels and you get 4 of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can do some damage. So that will
it
kill
scales? Oh my god.
It gains more abilities the later on, too. Like, it pushes people back and
be careful,
snipes at 300 feet.
Damn. So you just become like a cannon. Whoa, that one's running.
So Vito, you're up.
I feel like grabbing. I'm gonna go up here and I'm gonna grab this one that I'm staring at.
You're gonna grab
I'm gonna make a grab check.
Okay, so that's a athletics check.
Oh, that's gonna be easy. Once I poop it. That is a 15.
And let me check.
18 altogether.
Strength, probably.
18 altogether. So, actually, I'm efficient it, so that is a 20. A natural 20.
Okay.
Well,
that
not a natural
is
20.
Enough to
I
grapple the kobold.
Okay. I got him?
Yep, you got him.
Hmm. Well, oh, can I do more stuff with him now?
Nope.
Strength check to tear him apart, man.
Yeah.
No, that was
exactly.
That was your standard
action.
Without
your next turn.
Okay, yeah. Cool. I'm going to rip him.
So next, Kobold here is going to move up here and attack Vito.
Wait, he took an opportunity, right?
Actually, yeah, he did, because he moved out of this threat range of Town Guard number 1, which he's going to roll and attack.
I don't think that's... I'm pretty sure the way it works is that like he has to walk 5 feet in his range and then go out, right? It's actually, not just like walking out of range.
Actually, he doesn't need to walk. He can attack him because it's diagonal.
Yeah.
So he's just going to attack. Which is a 5, which will miss.
Don't
Tivit,
hit me, Cole.
You're up next.
Don't stab me real good.
All right. Tivit is going to move a bit, make sure he's always able to see these guys.
It's going to do something this time, huh?
Maybe. And he's going to attack...
You're firing through a tent right now.
It's a nice tent.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. He's going to attack the kobold near the town guards.
Okay.
In between the two town guards.
Okay.
And that is good. And sneak attack.
It's a 15 which will hit and kill the kobold.
5 damage. Yeah.
Thanks. Now I don't have to get stabbed.
Yeah. Now you don't have to worry about getting flanked.
Exactly.
Next.
Now I'm going to crush this thing's neck like a scary monster.
Well, right now it's the kobold's turn that you have grappled.
Yeah.
And that does not prevent that kobold from attacking you.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure he has disadvantage though, right?
No. He just
Are you?
No.
Oh.
He doesn't have
Okay, like you're holding him like this.
I
just like grabbed him like a little child and just picked him up.
Yeah, but he's still
he
got
his, like, his dagger and stuff in
he's
his
still,
hand.
Yeah, he's got his dagger in his hand,
okay.
Which he can just, like, you know, slam up into Vito's ribcage.
I mean, the whole movie Chucky franchise was based off of this, right?
Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
Pretty much.
But he rolled a 13 and missed.
Oh, yeah, not even close,
wait,
baby.
Wait.
Just like Chucky.
Exactly.
Short to reach.
So the next kobold is going to be moving 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Opportunity attack?
Nope.
Damn it.
You never came out of your...
An attack that's an 18, which will hit your armor class for 3 damage.
For how much?
Damage off of you. 3.
Aw. Now I'm a sad little monster.
Oh, you're so sad.
I'm gonna wreck it.
Next, Sergeant Stonefist is gonna move. Jump over this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And attack this kobold right here. For a 6, that's a miss. Next, Alexander.
That's me. Let me turn this alarm off. I'm going to walk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 spaces, and then attempt to hit the kobold that Sartan was going after. I rolled a 7 and missed.
Yeah, missed.
Next guy.
Town guard.
Poor Shane. He's not hitting anything.
Go up and flank this kobold with Sergeant Stonefist and roll an attack, and that is a 5, and one more time because he has advantage. And a 12, which is just enough to hit for 4 damage. Alright. Next is the other Tavern Guard. Just going to move 1, 2, 3, 4 and flank with Vito.
Aw.
And attack. It's a 24 for 4 damage.
No! I was going to smash this. I was going to use this Cobalt to smash the other Cobalt.
Well, you might have an opportunity.
Fair enough.
Just pull him out from under.
He's still holding his corpse.
Yeah. Let's try that.
What's left of him?
Monty, it's your turn.
I will approach closer. 1, 2, 3, 4. And that is close enough. I will shoot the one that is flanking and basically being beat up by everybody. And with another Eldritch Blast.
Oh, and that's
and
a hit.
And that's finish him off, I believe.
And that's the one that's being flanked by Vito and the Town Guard?
Just to be clear,
that one.
This one.
Okay, yeah, that, still that finishes it off.
Oh, I didn't finish him off.
No, you did. It's gone. Vito, you're up.
All right, I'm going to try smashing him into the floor. That is a 15.
Oh, that hits.
Hey, Oliver.
Roll your damage.
Yeah.
Pro tip, if you go to your character sheet and you click on the skill name.
I know, I already got it. Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Thanks.
Yeah, just click on the name of it, man.
Thanks, bro. Click it.
And that kobold's dead.
Yay! I smashed him to death with my hands.
Tivit, you're up.
Bare hands.
There's still that one more kobold, but I don't think exactly. Tivit's aware. So instead, Tivit is going to have to roll
you
perception check, thinking that things are done, just looking around.
What about that last kobold over there? Oh, damn.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think we're aware of that because it's hidden behind that building.
You hear him, though.
Yeah, you don't see anything right now.
Okay. So but, Tivit's going to...
Well, with a perception check of 20, you hear something.
Oh, guys, I hear something back there, and I point back toward that alley.
I start running there. Can I do that?
You just took your turn.
You are currently... you're out of combat.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And yeah. Then I'm going to try and throw a javelin at him.
Well, you didn't roll the perception... You were told
yeah,
something.
Yeah, Tivit yelled out,
here.
There's something okay. back there.
Okay, so you're going to throw a javelin?
Yeah.
Okay, roll it.
Whoa, get.
Weapon of choice, javelin.
Oh.
I feel like you missed there, Oliver.
Can I have advantage since it's
no.
so close and we're
in not a thing.
That'd be cool.
I don't think advantage and proficiency would be either.
So Sergeant Stonefist moves up and he's like, "Oh, there's another kobold back there. Get it!"
And I Alexander respond and like, "Say, I got it."
Watch
and
him hit
proceed,
me in the back
and
of the
proceed
head.
To attempt to shoot the kobold past a little Minotaur guy.
Okay. I'm not little. I'm 6'3".
Oh, and it's an 18 that it hits. Roll your damage.
Medium. You're medium.
I wouldn't say that. That's a pretty
you
large
hit. What's your damage?
Size.
Say again?
You hit. What's your damage?
8.
Oh, and it kills that kobold.
Got him.
So you are officially out of combat.
Nice. I told you, Sergeant. I got him.
Let's start looting corpses.
Great job.
So before looting the corpses, I turn back to the sergeant's like, you know, I lost some of my time at the end to playing my music for work. So is there any way you can recompensate me?
We'll talk about that day. Later. I need all of you to meet me up at the barracks. You're all currently deputies, and there will be a reward.
Sweet. Let's go do that. I need money.
Very well, Sergeant.
Good
Tivit
enough
goes,
for me.
Covers his arrows.
Okay. Where
I'm look at the body. I smashed it into the floor like a crazy person.
I don't know about this town. They need to build a wall.
Who doesn't need a wall in their life?
Exactly. Having problems with your girlfriend? Build a wall.
Dale Earnhardt. He doesn't need any more wall.
Don't like raccoons in your
Isn't
yard?
He dead?
Don't.
Yes, he drove into a wall in 2001.
Too soon.
Yes, I was like 3 at the time, so I wouldn't remember. I'm afraid.
South Carolina, you have to pick your battles when it comes to race NASCAR drivers. I got to figure out how long my bonus hit points last.
Until the end of combat.
Hey, I debated on going into a rage if things really went sour there, but it didn't. That was a pretty easy fight. I think it was just Kobolds, though.
Kobolds.
Yeah, they're the level 1 killer rat sort of thing.
Yeah. They're the rats of the dragon world.
They break easy.
I will love him and hug him and squeeze him and call him George.
And then I'll swing him on the ground real hard. And he don't move no more. He don't move no more, George. By Thor's banjo, woman. You are the temptress.
Okay, those temporary hit points last until a long rest.
Ooh. Yeah, so that's just until we stop playing.
So until the day's over, basically.
Just never
so, yeah. Nice. That was 2 kills. That's a total of 19 hit points on my little weak glass cannon.
How many hit points do you have?
I start with a 13. I'm a rather tanky dude, even though I don't look like it.
You're oddly tanky.
Yeah, warlocks are, they can be. He chose a high constitution, so that definitely gave him an edge.
I have a pretty decently high constitution as well. You're probably at, what, like 11 or something? 14?
Me? Tivit? Fairly. Oh. 12.
Ugh.
Well, he's a rogue.
Oh, yeah, but, Oliver, there's a new set of magic coming out in a month.
Great. Unsetted. I'm not.
My warlock is a 16 constitution.
Damn, son. I think you have my
healthy and
you have
charismatic.
Better constitution than me, you bastard.
But I have a minus, like, an 8 strength.
You have a minus? Oh.
Yeah, I have a negative 1.
Minus 1 bonus from the
show. Oh, I thought he said, like, negative 8. I was like, that's a thing you can do?
I can barely get out of bed in the morning, man.
Yeah. Sounds like you got some problems, guy.
So, Sergeant Stonefist sees the last kobold go down and looks around at all of you and says, "Sorry, lads. I didn't mean to drag you into this. But it was urgent. I saw them spilling out like ants and needed to do something. So I just poked my head in and saw you, and it looked like you could handle yourselves. So I drug you into this. For that, I'm sorry."
Oh, little
problem, please be.
But you will be rewarded. Follow me to
Anything
the captain's office.
Law enforcement.
So if you follow me to the captain's office, I'll make sure you're rewarded.
Sweet.
Thanks.
Let's do that.
So you're all walking to the office?
Cash money. Cash money.
So you're walking through town, and you see, you know, some small fires that have been lit by them causing damage to their town that people are trying to put out.
Are there any town features that we should take note of? Or that really stands out?
I mean, it's some inns and some shops, some cars.
Okay.
Nothing really of any notice right now. And you walk up through these streets until you come to this barracks office. And Sergeant Stonefist turns around and looks at you and says, "Let me go in first. Let me talk to the captain. I'll come back out for you."
So, I'm bleeding a little bit. Can I get, like, a Band-Aid or something?
Well, you could use, if you want to do a hill check.
Oh, I don't know if I'm any good at that, but let's try.
I mean, you don't.
I mean, you're out of combat right now, so, I mean, you can take a short rest.
Oh. I mean, I can just go to him and try and patch him up real quick.
Okay.
I got a 19.
That's plenty.
He badgers it up himself.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna make it.
So, you want to spill some dice to heal yourself up?
Yes, that sounds great. How 1d4, I assume?
Well, what's your hit dice? You're a barbarian, right?
Yeah, I believe so it's like 1d10.
12.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, plus your constitution modifier.
Oh, perfect.
As he rolls,
Shane used up all the good rolls.
In there.
Let's see. So that is going to be three extra HP, which puts me immediately back up to 14.
Okay.
So I can't be super.
How much XP did he get back?
He rolled a 1 plus his constitution modifier for his hit die.
That was a nice 1. Muy bueno. I'm glad I have, like, nothing. No HP right now, so I can't even really be bad.
Did anybody else get hit?
No.
Not really.
I missed a lot, if that counts. Something,
so. Yeah, I got 2 kills, so I'm up 6 until a long rest.
All right, so Sergeant Stonefist, after a few minutes, pokes his head out the door and says, "Lads, come on in with me."
Got it.
Well, Tivit heads inside.
And I think that's where we're going to end it for now.
Cool.
All right. All right. Did anybody go up a level?
No, not quite. But I will be keeping track of experience.
Okay.
So we're going to do experience instead of doing by events or encounters to level you guys up. And that's where we're going to end it tonight. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Dungeons and Debacles podcast. A lot of people say this, but we really do want to hear from you. Are we shinier than a platinum piece or stankier than a kobold's loincloth? Let us know what you liked and didn't like. Everything helps this make a better podcast for you. Got an idea for monsters, items, and commercials? Let us know about it. You might hear it in the show. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at Dungeons & Debacles Podcast. We also have a website where you can learn more about the characters, lore, and maps of this world. You'll also find articles about Dungeons & Dragons and a whole lot more. Just search Dungeons & Debacles Podcast. Do you think the government of Luskane is spying on you and you don't have a social media account? Then email us at dungeondebacle@gmail.com. You can also check out the theme song and all the commercials you heard on the podcast on our YouTube account. Just search Dungeons and Debacles Podcast. New episodes come out every Sunday, so check your podcast app. And now a word from this week's sponsor.
Cedric's got the deals.
I'm Matt Cedric of Matt Cedric's Discount Goods and Adventurers Emporium. Is your cleric a creep? Is your druid a drag? Try our healing potions. They put pep in your step and get you back in the fight. A healing potion will never try to convert you to a god or get into a moral debate with you. Just drink it and feel better about the decisions that led you to your current situation. Try our new flavors exclusive to Matt Cedric's Discount Goods and Adventurers Emporium. Berry Blitz, Melon Melee, and Arctic Chill.
Side effects may include delusions of grandeur, increased risk of infection, drowsiness, impotence, red ache, and bloody stool. Ask your cleric if healing potions are right for you.
My prices are so low, I'm practically giving this stuff away. How do I do it? Don't worry about it. Come on in to Matt Cedric's Discount Goods and Adventurers Emporium. We have convenient locations in a city near you. Just talk to the town guard for directions. Matt Cedric's Discount Goods and Adventurers Emporium, where the only thing matter than me is the savings.
Matt Cedric's got the deals.